This is a prophet's corner, and this was very good. It gave me a really understanding about some things, or helped me, and I felt like it would maybe help you to expand your thinking about trusting what God's doing in our nation right now. This was posted by an Anon on, this was April 28th, 2018. And I'll just read it to you. It says, Veteran Anon, here since day one of Q, red pilled since September 12, 2001. For those who feel there is nothing to show from all the efforts, I invite you to expand your thinking. Let's start with the Moab, M-O-A-B. What would be the Moab for the bad actors? The answer is peace, unity, and understanding. What happened in Korea? The Moab for bad actors. Those expecting to see Hollywood-style fireworks are thinking from the wrong perspective. What is the true Moab for the cult? Peace. As Q recently pointed out, you do realize that the deep state and the cabal, these are all cults, satanic cults. And this is all about the Antichrist's rise and him wanting to take over. This is what it's all about. It's good and evil. It's not Democrat, Republican. It's not, and this is happening over the whole earth. The Lord's even talked to us about the time is coming where I'm drawing a line in the sand, and you're starting to see the sheep nations and the goat nations. You're going to see it very obvious who's on my side, who's on the satanic side, okay? Who makes arrest? FBI and DOJ. Can you make arrest with a crooked FBI senior team? So for those wanting to see arrest, heretofore, that would have amounted to a catch-and-release outcome because these agencies were infiltrated by bad actors at the top. See Q's post for all the FBI house cleaning. So what a lot of people don't understand, well, I don't understand, well, I'm not seeing anything. When are we going to see this? When are we going to see that? They don't understand that the level of corruption that's been in our nation, that all this has to be cleaned out, or justice wouldn't be. They could indict the 100,000 indictments they have right now. They could haul them all in, and they could catch and release them all, because because of injustice, because of the corruption. When arrests happen, they must lead to convictions, the gallows for many. And had Q team executed arrest before house cleaning, it would have been all been for nothing. The stage is now set. The houses are nearly cleaned, ready for the play to begin. For those whom these above-mentioned things are not enough, let us remember the 16-year plan for America's destruction. We would be deep in the throes of World War III at this point at all. Hillary Clinton wanted World War III. That was her big play. At least that was the cult's plan. Yet here we are on this incredible timeline where humanity has a chance to be free. Since JFK's murder, we have not had a chance, not even 0.0001%. For thousands of years, we have not had a chance. Now we have more than a chance. Toughen up, stop whining, and appreciate that you have a front row seat and a part to play in the greatest awakening the world has ever known. What Q-Team has done so far is nothing short of remarkable, a miracle, actually. Expand your thinking. This has only been the setting of the stage. For those complaining of redundancy in Q's request to reread drops, make the map, make proofs, etc., you must realize that our reach is massive at this point. This is what we wanted. This is how we wake people up. Q is not just here. It's gone around the world. I mean, they'll show pictures of the visits of the president going places, and there's always people with Q shirts and banners wherever he goes. They all want freedom. They all want the awakening. They all want the evil out. Every day, there are throngs of new people joining us, curious minds here to see what it's all about, and of course, the increase of bad actors watching and shields. Q must speak to and to and on different levels of awareness and understanding without giving moves to the enemy. If we are to know a time where the world is united. In other words, you're talking about to the Q post, it's encrypted, it's encoded so that they don't give away their plays to the enemy. For those seeking recognition, this is not the name of this game, Freedom, peace, restoration of humanity, and deliverance from evil, these are the objectives. For those that have lost friends, jobs, family, bonds, etc., for trying to help them see, this is their loss. They are the ones who are blind, not you. Anons are not victims. We are victors and we are helpers. In a few months, all the clowns that have mocked Trump, that's the CIA, that call him a disaster, that call him a racist, a bigot, a fool, they will be the ones with pie all over their faces. They will in turn be recipients of the same labels they have hurled with impunity, only this time the labels will be true. We've all lived as slaves for all of our lives, and in less than a year, we are almost free. These past months have only been the overture. The play hasn't even really begun. Take your seats, please. The show is about to begin. I thought that was really good, and it just put it in the right perspective because, yeah, all of us want to see some things, but we got to wait for the plan to play out, just like in God's plan. We have to wait and let Him call the shots, and He's ahead of the cue thing, so. This is the Prophet's Corner and Cut. I'll just put this in here with this word. The name of this is the Ragamuffin Mentality. Hey, I didn't pick the title. The Ragamuffin. It's R-A-G-G-A, Muffin, M-U-F-F-I-N, Mentality. Hey, anyway that this jingle society, meme society, that you can get a point home or a point across. Laura's always had me use television, movies, and different things to get points across because that's what people watch, that's what people understand. Get up here and say, be proper, like thusis and thouest and all this mess. Nobody's going to know what that means. Ragamuffin means poor, dirty, and improperly fed and clothed. The prodigals are not just rank and file sinners. They can also be those in Father's house that have not been able to receive Father's care, just like the older brother in the story of the prodigal. We're going to go read the story of the prodigal. This kind of goes with the previous teaching that I had about people that cannot receive Father's care, Father's love, whatever it is. They've not learned Father's ways. This is a perfect story about Father's ways. I'll find it. Verse 11. And he said there was a certain man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the part of the property that falls to me. And he divided the estate between them. So that told me there the son knew about his rights, his inheritance. Psalms 103 loads us with his benefits. He knew. This son knew. Even though he strayed, this son knew about Father's house. He had a revelation about Father's house. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered up all that he had and journeyed into a distant country, and there he wasted his fortune in reckless and loose living. When he had spent all he had, a mighty famine came upon that country, and he began to fall behind in being want. So he went and forced himself upon one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed hogs. He would gladly have fed on and filled his belly with the carob pods that the hogs were eating, but nobody gave him anything. Then when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough food and to spare? But I am perishing here of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up, came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness, and he ran and embraced him and kissed him fervently. The son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his bondservants, bring quickly the best robe. That's key, best. Isn't it something that Melania Trump's campaign to help with bullying and stuff is called Be Best? Mm-hmm. But the father said to his bondservants, bring quickly the best robe, not just the rag you got in the rag bag or the rag you're going to go give to the Salvation Army. The best robe, and put it on him, and gave him a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet. You know what the ring on the hand means? Checking privileges. I go to the bank, I want to go on a shopping spree, got father's ring. That's the way they used to do it, their seal. This kid knew about father's stuff. Okay, a ring on his finger and sandals for his feet. And bring out that fattened calf and kill it, and let us revel and feast and be happy and make merry. Because this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to revel and feast and make merry. But the older son, here's the bunch that's been around 40, 50 years, never get healed, bad attitude, gossip. Like Danny's grandfather, long hair and long tongues. Religious. But his older son was in the field, and as he returned and came near the house, he heard music and dancing. And having called one of the servants' boys to him, he began to ask what this meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed that calf, because he has received him back safe and well. I can remember one time we started going to a little Pentecostal holiness church. And the little pastor, he was trying to come out of all of that, and he had a bunch of old people there that had the old ways. And when us young bunches come in, they all got mad at him and started giving him heck over it. He's trying to break free of those religious bonds. And here these young people come in fired up, and he was teaching about Youngie Cho and believing God like you're pregnant for his bicycle and his desk chair and something else. These old fogies, man, they don't want nothing to do with it. You either do it our ways or you hit the door type of attitude. That's what this older brother. And he said to him, your brother has come and your father has killed that cat, wheat fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and well. But the elder brother was angry with deep-seated wrath and resolved not to go in. Then his father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, look, these many years I've served you, and I have never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me so much as a little kid that I might revel and feast and be happy and make merry with my friends. But when this son of yours arrived, who has devoured your estate with immoral women, you have killed for him that wheat fattened calf. And the father said to him, son, you're always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But it was fitting to make merry, to revel and feast and rejoice, for this your brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Many today have the ragamuffin mentality. They, through salvation, have all the benefits of the kingdom, but have not learned to access them. They still are succumbing to the other master. They haven't learned God's ways. They're in Father's house, but then they think God, Father's stingy, won't give them anything. Well, you have not because you asked not. He said he'd give you whatever you came and asked. Call in all virgins, wake up. That's what the Lord said. Matthew 25:1-12. Some of the virgins woke up, didn't have enough oil in their lamps, and they didn't make it. See, they hadn't learned God's ways. Jesus described Father's house to his disciples. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go there, where? Mansion Row, to prepare for you. No shacks there. No shacks. No welfare programs. No meals on wheels. Father's house is in heaven, right? How did Jesus instruct us to pray? Come on. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There's mansions there. As a child of God, we become citizens of heaven under the commonwealth of heaven. Philippians 3. Verse 20. But we are citizens of the state, that's commonwealth, homeland, which is in heaven, and from it also we earnestly and patiently await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Messiah, Savior, who will transform and fashion anew the body of our humiliation to conform us to and be like the body of his glory and majesty by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to himself. So, we are under the commonwealth. What is a commonwealth? An independent country or community. The kingdom of God operates like heaven operates. It's heaven on earth. Jesus was heaven come to earth. I remember back in 1997, before I knew Brother Hagin had the same slogan. I remember on a Wednesday night prayer, it was just Carrie and Vicki and Danny and I praying. And the Lord gave me, these are the days of heaven on earth. 1997, the days of heaven. And then Brother Hagin came out with the days of heaven on earth, I think his seminar or something like that. So the kingdom of God operates like heaven operates. We are born from above, a native born citizen of heaven. Born of the Spirit, citizens of heaven, ambassadors from the commonwealth of heaven to the earth. Jesus said, you're in this world, but you are not of it. All right, we are Christ ambassadors. This is 2 Corinthians 5:20. Remember singing the Assembly of God, the CA movement, we are Christ ambassadors. Verse 20 says, so we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal as it were through us. Appeal to who? The world. We beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor and be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made Christ to be sin who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become the righteousness of God. Cool. There are no ragamuffins in heaven, nor will ragamuffins represent heaven. King's kids live like the king. They wear the best, drive the best, buy the best, eat the best. What else would the representatives of the King of Kings be except the best? Quit acting like, well, I'm just a second-class citizen. I don't deserve anything. I know of someone today that the Lord wants to bless them and help them come out of it, but they were raised poor and always had hand-me-downs, and so that mentality is hung in them. They think if you have abundance, well, you're wasteful, you know, in certain areas. You know, I've done over 500 programs, and I don't wear the same top but one time. And it was hard for them to grasp it. Oh, that's wasteful, you know. Well, God's not about that. There's not any shortages. He's the one that his cup overflows. Men look at that and say, well, that's waste. You wasteful like Judas. You wasteful that oil, putting the oil on Jesus' feet. That could have been sold and given to the poor because it was expensive. That old attitude, that's that old religious attitude. We turn rain, Romans 5:17. Reign as kings in heaven? No, in life. Ragamuffins have the other master. That's the other master. Him and all his programs. Jesus came to earth to show us the way. He wanted to share heaven with us. This is the gospel of the kingdom. It teaches us how to walk heaven on earth. When the prodigal came home to Father's house, how was he treated? Was he treated like an outcast? Were his sins thrown in his face? No. Before he could even confess his sin to the father. The father ran to him and embraced him and kissed him. He put the best robe on and a ring that represents the seal that allowed him access to all father's stuff. Father killed the fatted calf and threw him a banquet and celebrated his coming. The older brother was a ragamuffin. He was jealous, envious, angry, unforgiving, a blamer, and an accuser. We don't want their kind here. Even though he had lived in father's house, he was born again. He didn't take advantage of any of the father's benefits. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forgives your sins, heals all your diseases. That's father's house.